For many years, big Montreal commercial radio stations have been embracing high-tech equipment to make radio programs. So has the CBC and its sister networks. Computers are used for everything from DJ-free operations to sound editing. Compact discs, digital audio tapes, and mini discs are commonplace. But what about community and campus stations? This station, CKUT, uses mainly analog equipment to produce its programming. The only pieces of digital hardware here are CD players, portable mini disc recorders, and mini DAT recorders. Primetime is the production coordinator at CKUT. He says the station is seriously considering making the leap to the digital world. That would take a few $1,000s, but money isn't the only consideration. Radio McGill has 350 volunteers and staff, both on air and behind the scenes.
It kind of overlaps between departments. You may have people from the spoken word department that want to just go out and do interviews on portable components and then bring them back to studio to edit. We also have the other side of the engineer. Just those that mainly just push the buttons and slide the faders. What do they feel is most convenient to use?
Primetime suggests that thorough consultations with every department at CKUT are necessary before any new equipment is purchased. For Primetime, digitizing has its advantages.
Digitizing, it offers a lot more productivity. It's, I think, more efficient in certain ways. It may even squash down, like, say, the amount of storage space that you would need for archiving. This would free up a lot of room maybe to do other things.
But he worries some programmers won't like the way digital audio sounds. He says digital audio is sometimes more metallic than its analog equivalent. He also says there might be trouble with volume.
There's a certain margin within digital that you're allowed that if you go over, it will distort your sound, whereas in analog, it has more, what they would say, headroom. You can boost up your levels a bit, and it may not necessarily sound bad.
He also wants to make sure that retooling studios for the digital era is really necessary to improve the quality of CKUT's broadcasting.
Well, you see here that we tried to get the equipment for everybody.
So Serge Mayou says, don't worry. He's the program director at CIBL 101.5 FM. That station got a $180,000 grant from the Quebec government last year. Every penny was spent on new digital equipment. The main obstacle for CIBL was to make sure the building had enough electricity to run the new gadgets. Besides that, programmers had to be assured that digitizing didn't mean commercializing and leaving their left-leaning ideals.
We're a community radio, but there's nothing that say that we have to do radio on old equipment. So the idea was that we can serve better the people of around where we live if we have a better equipment to make better show.
Mayou says his colleagues are now convinced digital is the way to go.
These guys, they're working with the new equipment and they love it. They really love it because they can really do much more. When they have an ID, there's kind less limit with the computer and the new equipment that they had before.
Practically everything at CIBL is digitized. Every studio is equipped with a computer for recording and editing. Mini disc and DAT machines, both portable and rack-mounted, are widely used. Mayou says convenience and new opportunities are the main results of digitizing.
A lot of time we can record now if there's a live performance at the station. We can record in the computer, edit it after, and we can replay it. And with a better sound than we used to. Just the computer permit us to have a lot of possibility, definitely.
But they haven't thrown everything analog out the window. Each studio is equipped with turntables, and reel-to-reel tape machines are still available. CINQ 102.3 FM is Montreal's community multilingual station, broadcasting in seven languages. Volunteers at this station use both analog and digital equipment simultaneously. Marcelo Soler Vicens, the station's director general, says there are no plans to completely replace the remaining analog equipment with digital devices.
We use the new technologies not as an objective, but only as a means available for people that want to do broadcast. So that would mean that some of our producers would still make their programs like in 1940. Also people that would use computer editing and broadcast it directly. That has allowed us to introduce new technology and use it for people that are interested in it, but we don't make a fuss about using it all the time.
Soler Vicens says differences between digital and analog are found during production, but not in the final product.
My opinion is that one is neat, more simple, that's the new one, than the old one, but the principles are the same.
For him, it's the program itself that counts, not how it's made.
Our objective is to make community radio. That means a radio that's made by people, for people. Don't look back.